This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The United States has finally agreed to send longer-range bombs to Ukraine as it prepares to launch a spring offensive to retake territory Russia captured last year. We get more on this story from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The U.S. is expected to announce on Friday that it will provide ground-launched small-diameter bombs as part of a $2 billion aid package. For the first time, the package is expected to include equipment to connect all the different air defense systems that Western allies have rushed to the battlefield in Ukraine. The goal is to integrate them into Ukraine's own air defenses to help it better defend against Russia's continued missile attacks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Defense Department officials say it is too risky to shoot down a massive Chinese spy balloon spotted over the Western United States. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
A senior defense official on Thursday told reporters the government has very high confidence that the large high-altitude balloon is from China and is flying over sensitive sites in the western United States to collect information. Among the states it has been floating above is Montana, where one of the country's three nuclear missile silo fields is located at Malmstrom Air Force Base. A decision has been made not to shoot it down, according to officials, because of the potential risk to people on the ground. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations and humanitarian partners have launched an appeal for $751 million to meet the urgent needs of 5.7 million people in Mali. A UN spokesperson made the announcement Thursday, saying more than half of those in need are women and children. For more news, please join